Welcome to Mad Tower Radio, Episode 5, broadcasting to you live from... As always, I'm joined by my co-host, Christian. We are so happy you decided to join us today. Christian, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Sites unyet explored in this tower, and I'm excited to be here.
Alright, well, I got nothing else to say, so I'm just going to get right into it. I learned about something... last night. So we're coming to you a day late, and I had to go work a 24-hour shift. That's pretty much the gist of it. But over those 24 hours, the guy I was working with was telling me about this, and I was like, I need to fucking look into this. And I did. All night, I spent literally 12 hours researching this shit. And I am very excited to present it today. So, Christian, have you ever heard of Ramtha's School of Enlightenment?
It kind of rings a bell, but I'm not familiar with these sort of dark intricacies of this school.
That's what I said, too, when I heard of it. I was like, I think I've heard the name before, mm-hmm. but not much other than that. So... let me just get it right into it. Nestled away in the small town of Yelm, Washington, living in the shadow of JBLM and Mount Rainier, things are not what they seem. Living on the northwest edge of this town is a cult leader with a dangerous presence in the otherwise peaceful area. A woman named Jay-Z Knight runs her Ramtha's School of Enlightenment. Now, who is Ramtha? Oh, Ramtha is just the spirit of an ancient warrior of the lost land of Lemuria, who led an army of 2.5 million in a conquest that ravaged 3/4 of the known world in a brutal war with the Atlanteans.
What? Oh,
and Jay-Z Knight has the ability to channel Ramtha's spirit through her.
Like a warlock?
I don't know. Like some kind of priest. She just eyes roll back. Okay. Not really, but she can just channel Ramtha. She just summons Ramtha in her body. Now here's something weird. Ramtha speaks perfect English with what sounds like a Indian accent.
Like Asian India or like a native Indian?
No, Asian Indian.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I didn't know the Lemurians had a Indian accent.
Yeah, interesting distinction, but they defeated the Atlanteans.
This, which is supposedly in Greece, so.
Okay.
But this woman's veil is very thin, is what I'm trying to get at. oh my god, let me continue. Out of her school, Knight runs classes and workshops. I have those in quotations in my notes, by the way. They're akin to self-help courses, which cost upwards of $1,500 to attend.
Okay, so your run-of-the-mill undergraduate class.
Yeah, but this is a one-time event. It's not like you sign up for a semester of Ramtha. You just get to go once.
Okay.
Yeah. She teaches a philosophy of, you are God, make the known unknown, and conquer yourself, which is very vague and catchphrasey philosophy, if you ask me. On top of that, Ramtha has some pretty extreme views. Ramtha says Christianity is a backwards religion, and its parables can be explained by means of photon waves.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Yeah. But here's something that I do know what she means. So, a lot of Ramtha's classes and stuff, she'll give everybody in the audience wine, and she'll be on stage drinking wine too. And everybody smokes, tobacco,
too. I saw that in the light research.
The fucking... something in the tobacco and alcohol like helps open up your brain or something.
Agreed.
Right? So Romtha just gets fucking pissed drunk on stage and just starts going on like racist and homophobic rants.
Oh no, I didn't know that part.
Yes. Now please, please excuse my language, but this is a direct quote from Romtha. "Fuck God's chosen people. I think they have earned enough cash to have paid their way out of the goddamn blank chambers by now," she says as members of the audience snicker.
Oh.
She also says Mexicans are poison and breed like rabbits, that all gay men were once Catholic priests, and that organic farmers have questionable hygiene.
Well, the distinction between, like, racial, religious issues and organic farmers, Romtha, what's your problem? Yeah,
she's like, she's like, fuck this group of people, fuck this group of people, fuck this group of people, also organics, organic farmers, kind of smell.
Was Romtha not living in an organic farm society like a million years ago?
I don't know. I don't know how Romtha knows about Christianity, Mexicans,
pesticides,
the Jewish people. I don't know, but he doesn't like any of them.
Okay, Romtha.
Yeah, Romtha's a fucking racist whack job. So, people flock from all over the country and world, bothering the people of Yelm with what locals describe as an intense energy to attend Romtha's school. Romtha claims that her most advanced lessons will give her students powers like psychokinesis, telepathy, and clairvoyance.
Is this like a boon from Romtha? Like, if you attend enough classes, put enough in the piggy bank, like, he gives you a bit of his power?
I don't know if they're like borrowing power from Romtha, or no. I think that Romtha is trying to say everyone can have those powers if you, one, give them enough money, and two, drink enough wine and tobacco, because the nitric oxide or something in it will fucking open up your brain.
Okay, you need to like be trained. You have to expand your mind for the telekinesis. Got it.
Yeah. One of the Yelm locals I talked to while researching this, he said all the Romtha students. Here's a good one. They call themselves Ramsters.
The Ramsters.
Yeah, he said all the Ramsters drive like fucking shit.
They're pissed drunk. They're all drunk on the road.
He said they. I know. He said they all drive like fucking Mad Max maniacs. It's absolutely insane. So I get this far in my research, and I'm like, oh, this is like a Scientology scam. And sometimes she gets really drunk and fucking says some racist shit. So I just figure like, oh, she's just trying to make some coin.
Mm-hmm.
But as I went further into this, I was like, I don't think so. I think she's actually trying to start like a cult-ass cult.
To the end of forming a religion or a more Kool-Aid-esque.
I don't think she's more Kool-Aid-esque. I think she's just trying. I think she just gets off by exerting control.
Okay, that makes sense.
And being like, oh, these people will listen to me, and the Romtha thing is just the tool she uses to
for the power, carry it
out. You know, whether or not she's been doing this long enough to fucking fool herself into believing it, I couldn't tell you, because she's been doing this shit since like the 80s.
Has any of her students come out and lifted a toaster or something with their space mind?
Oh, hell yes.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
There's like a divide in the students. There's like, Christ, about half are like, yeah, dude, it works. I'm a fucking telepath now. And the other half is like, this woman is a fucking nut job.
While still giving her their money?
No. The other half is ex
students. Gotcha. Reformed science. Gotcha.
So, please let me continue from my notes. While up front, it all sounds pretty dark, but it probably isn't the most far-fetched thing you've heard. Former students and critics accused Jay-Z Knight / Romtha of brainwashing techniques. In her teachings, she claims that if her students remain unfaithful to Romtha, they will fall prey to the lizard man.
No.
The lizard man. Knight claims, as Romtha, that Romtha will descend from the heavens in a spaceship and save only a select handful of students. She uses this in her seminars to manipulate students, making them think they aren't performing well enough to be saved by Romtha. So, there's like accounts from students of them being like, yeah, and then she looked at me and she's like, you're never getting on my ship.
Okay. So.
Or there will be times when, if someone's doing really well, she'll be like, you're going to be first on my ship, sweetie.
There's a promise now, of here's shippy.
Here's a little interesting fact with no correlation. She was born in Roswell, New Mexico, which, as you know, is a hot spot for alien shit. Oh, yeah. You know? And now she's coming out to Washington State being like, the lizard men are coming. It's insane, dude. There's also an element of doomsday prepping. I didn't look too much into her teachings because, one, they're all fucking bogus, and two, accounts from her students are way more interesting.
Yeah.
But I guess she's predicted the end of the world like 3 times and it's all gone to pass. So there's like an element of doomsday prepping and like a paranoia. I found a Reddit AMA of a guy whose parents were
That's fantastic.
Romtha cultists. Yeah. And he said that his parents bought a house and painted the walls with a copper based paint to block cell phone signals.
Get the Wi-Fi?
I don't know. Wi-Fi is probably a ploy by the lizard men, if you ask Romtha.
Okay, so copper walls.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like people are leaving this institution well-adjusted.
Very, yeah, I would say so. But she also does, like, back to the, like, manipulating her students and shit. She'll, I read one account where, like, she was particularly drunk on stage, right? And some dude sitting near the front made a comment about it. And she heard it, and she's like, what was that? What was that? Come up on stage. And so, she fucking calls the guy up on stage. And all her live shows are streamed worldwide, right? Romtha is a bit of an international business person, you know.
So you're saying I could watch this live if I needed some Romtha in me?
Dude, she has a YouTube channel. She's got more views and more subscribers than us.
Well, shit.
So I don't even know why we're still making this if Romtha's gonna beat us, but let's continue. So like she calls this dude on stage. And, like, she's just, like, berating him live in front of everyone. She's like, go on, tell him how much of a fucking asshole you are. I'm like, whoa. It's insane. Like, if you show any sign of doubt to the teaching of Romtha, like, she's gonna fucking blast your ass on stage in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. And just, like, make you look like a fucking idiot.
Seems like some, like authoritarian bullying 101, like ostracize anybody who thinks differently. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's like one of the tenets of a cult, right?
I think so. Yeah, like drum out anybody who thinks differently to like keep the herd in.
Yeah. But so I did watch some of her YouTube videos and they are a trip.
Is she a good speaker? Is she charismatic? Like, what is it about her that makes her so?
So she's sitting up there and she's charismatic, she's confident, sitting on her little fucking throne. She sits on a throne, by the way.
Perfect.
With like a table next to her with like grapes and wine, like she's a fucking Roman emperor. But she's charismatic, she's confident in what she's saying, but if you listen to the words she's saying and not her, I don't even know. I don't even know if they were sentences, man.
What do you mean?
She's talking about like, oh, you have to declare yourself God. She's like, I am the God. Any mathematician and scientist will agree with me once he attends one of my lectures on quantum physics. She's like, through quantum physics, I can prove that
Christ.
we are all gods and we can awaken our inner God and conquer anything.
Well, I'm kind of into that. That's pretty, self-empowering.
I mean, it's that, yeah, but it's like there's self-empowering, and then it's like I'm gonna use this self-empowering to prey on someone.
Does she have like a compound? Does she have like a lecture hall? Like, where do these meetings take place?
Oh, she has a like property with some odd anchors. Let me look it up. I think it's like 80 something.
Okay.
But she has like 80 acres of land, right? And she has like the main school, and then she has like a little fucking hell forest.
For the good rituals, for like the high level exams.
I'll get to the hell forest in a minute.
Yeah, you've extremely piqued my interest, but I'm listening.
No, it's bad. No, trying to look up the size of her property. Former home of Ramtha followers charged with tax evasion, so.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough, I guess, but I can't find it. Oh, 80 acres right here.
Okay,
Right
cool.
here. In Yelm, Washington. Yeah. Oh, by the way, her name's Jay-Z Knight. You know what the Z stands for?
God, let me think here. Is it something ridiculous like Zianthotopic?
Nope. Zebra.
Zebra?
Yep.
J Zebra?
Judy Zebra Knight.
Is that her Ramtha Christ even name, or did she choose to like become a zebra?
I think she chose to become Zebra.
A lifestyle.
But who knows? I don't know. But yeah, oh, back to her videos. Yeah, she's just talking about nothing and using big words, you know?
Yeah.
And like the only discernible message is like, oh, you can empower yourself if you keep coming to my classes.
So, if I wanted to be a Ramtha acolyte, how many courses, how much money does that entail, do you think?
See, I don't know what the curriculum is because, you know, it's a school. But I don't know what the graduation requirements are. You probably got to go to the Hell Forest. It's not called the Hell Forest, but that's what I'm nicknaming it because that sounds like what it is.
Excited.
Yeah, so. Oh, my favorite video of hers, though, is there was one that was called Create Your Own 2020 or something like that.
What?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear about this Ramtha mind magic. And I click on it, and it's just like a 3-minute video of her in like this weird ass blue robe standing in front of her congregation, playing Stairway to Heaven,
Yes.
and everyone's just dancing.
From what you're telling me, Is it safe to assume her congregation's mostly of the Caucasian flavor? With her,
I don't know.
Hate of every other race?
You know, now that I think about it, I like when I looked through. I don't know. She has some international students, you know, but really, other than that, that's why I think that, like, what she said earlier about all those people she hates, I think that was just a slip up. Because she was very, very, very drunk on stage.
No. Ramtha's truth slips out.
So, and I mean, let's be honest, she's just trying to make money here. So, I don't think she'd want to alienate, like, three groups of people right off the bat.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
So, I'm not trying to defend her, but I don't think it was intentional. You know what I mean? And then... Oh, but she does not like homosexuals. There were multiple posts about that on the Enlighten Me Free website, which is where I got a lot of these student accounts from, and it's like a support group forum board for former students of Ramtha.
I did see that. I saw like the recovery group for people who've left the teaching.
Yeah. It's insane. And then, so on top of her shoddy self-help classes, Ramtha runs some rather dangerous events that have led to bodily injury on her property. This is where we start getting into the hell forest.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Such as blind archery, blind drunk archery. There's something... It's the blindfolded field run, in which participants were instructed to put on a blindfold and sprint across a field and to ignore the crying of the injured. And this led to some concussions and other injuries. There was a report about an elderly woman who went to one of her classes, and it was a whole Ramtha blowout. She was like, everyone stay in the night, blah, 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 blah. And this old lady was like, no, I think I'll go home now. Thanks for the class. And Ramtha was like, no, come on. You gotta stay. You're gonna miss out on all the fun. We're going to the arena.
The arena.
Which is, I know, it sounds cooler than it is. That's just what she calls her church,
I guess. It sounds pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. But at that time, the arena was still under construction, and they were working on it all day, I guess. So there were a bunch of sawdust and just particles and dust in the air and shit. Mm-hmm. And like, they made this elderly lady like stay there, and she got like, she had like a coughing fit from all the shit in the air and died.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. It's insane, dude. There's also reports of a wasted Ramtha ordering students to grope each other's genitals.
Come on. Jay-Z night. Yeah.
Any discomfort is quickly singled out by Ramtha, and you will be verbally abused. So. Yeah, all these stories can be found at the Enlighten Me Free board. EnlightenMeFree.com. I'll link it, but I think it's worth checking out if you have any interest in this Ramtha stuff.
Yeah.
Some lady lost a finger while climbing up like a ladder. Like, she had a ring on, presumably her wedding ring or something, and she fell off the ladder and it got caught, and it just like tore off her finger.
Was she blindfolded as well?
Probably. She was probably blindfolded.
Because I'm on the main Ramtha site right now, and there's a class 101 preview, and it's just like 50 people in a field running around with blindfolds. So yeah. I'm mystified by this blindfoldedness.
I don't know. I saw a Yelp review of Ramtha's school. It was one of two reviews. One was 5 stars, so I assume he's brainwashed. But the other one was 2 stars. And she said, yeah, Ramtha opened up her property to the public for a like sale because I guess Ramtha has a like gift shop in town.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
In the actual like town of Yelm to proper.
To get some scratch. No, I feel that.
Yeah, and I guess she makes like, I don't want to say designer, but she like makes arts and crafts, I guess, and sells them. I don't know. This lady was trying to buy a jewelry box in her Yelp review. Mm-hmm. But it was like an 80% off sale, and she was trying to sell this jewelry box for like $1,200. Not the point. She said that while they were on her property, she saw like shooting ranges.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know that gun laws aren't very lax in Washington. You know? So, like, why does she have shooting ranges on her compound?
Do you think she's trying to form, like, the Ramtha militia or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Like, train your loyal subjects to shoot, and...
This woman is a psychopath. Yeah. There were also reports of a, on the Enlighten Me Free board, about a, like... about forced labor, where one day Ramtha was like, all right, guys, we're going to dig tunnels underground.
No, oh, not the tunnels.
Yes, why? Why are you building tunnels?
Horrible labor rituals, murders, Christ. Oh my God.
It's, like, I could have kept going on this all night. There was so much crap that I could cover. You know, I was like, fuck. So, I'd like to encourage all our viewers to please go check this out for yourself if you have any interest. You can probably find at least 100 things that I didn't.
The progression. You were like, ha, this funny drunk lady thinks she's a wizard. And it just slowly gets worse and worse as you add in, like, indoctrination, like, authoritarianism, fucking cult shooting, and... murder tunnels.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
You've got to have some kind of balls to leave the cult a 2-star review on Yelp. Like, you're fearless.
I know. Especially if you're like a Washington local.
Mm-hmm. If you're a Yelmite.
Yeah, watch out. Watch out for Ramtha.
The Rammers? Is that the Ramthers?
The Ramsters. Oh, I was trying to make a Ram Ranch joke really quick, but like I couldn't come up with anything on the fly.
We were on the same wavelength.
Yeah, the fucking Ramsters. This shit is insane.
Now, to me, this sounds like there's only one logical question to ask, and it's what are the chances that you and I find ourselves, taking a lesson or two.
I don't know, man. That's scary.
Is she still running?
Like, oh, she's still gone. I mean, she canceled due to COVID-19, of course, but
bit of foresight, but still. I don't know. If you ever find yourself in Washington.
She's still rocking and rolling. Live streams aren't abound. I mean, I'll go to a Ramtha live stream, but I don't know if I'd go in person.
I mean, if we're doing a 50-state cryptid caravan, we might as well.
I would not get good vibes from that.
I'm kind of worried,
especially
about
after this.
The wildly expensive classes, though. I might not like be able to afford the Ramtha secret.
Yeah, I don't know. And then I'm going to get in there, and she's going to be like, hey, grab his balls, and I'm going to be like, I don't like this at all.
And she'll get you drunk and put a blindfold on you and have you throw javelins into the sky.
Yeah, right. We'll play like fucking Archer's Roulette, put on blindfolds and just shoot arrows directly up.
I don't know. It seems kind of lit that we find ourselves in Washington and this nice old lady brings you to the arena.
Put on this blindfold and run around.
Okay.
If you hear anybody screaming or crying, just fucking ignore it.
How old is she? Like a middle-aged sorceress?
Let's see.
I don't. How long is
she? She's kind of old. She's got some Botox going on.
Does she plan to like designate the Romp the heir? Like
74 years old.
We got to. She might not be teaching for much longer.
All right. Well, we'll go to a live stream.
Oh. 100% I'm going to a live stream this week.
All right.
Without a doubt.
Let me know when. I'll be there.
I gotta know.
Okay.
So what's this lizard man connection between the Romtha and the cult?
I don't know.
Like, if you displease the god, the lizards are going to get you? Is that what you said?
If you're unfaithful to Romtha, you will die at the hands of the lizard man.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, on the Day of Reckoning, when the blue beams launch, do you think Romtha is going to be over Yelm?
I think Romtha is going to be dead by the time they launch Blue Beam. Unless she names a successor. Did I actually send you a picture of her? I sent you that picture where it's, what does a lizard know that you don't?
Yes, I've seen what does a lizard know that you don't. No, I'm on her site right now. The Quantum Cafe is her store site.
Quantum Cafe. That's such, like, she's just like, oh, here's a buzzword. I'll just say quantum physics a bunch. Let me send you a picture of the one god, Romtha.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to know what she looks like, or he, or it.
Yeah, you know, she looks like she's melting a little bit.
Yeah, I thought you were going to show me Romtha. This is the knight, the lady.
No. That is Romtha.
Oh, does she use his name?
She channels Romtha. Mm. He possesses her.
Oh, gotcha. Let me see how much her new DVD is. Oh, it's a book. Because if the prices aren't bad, I'd love to be, like, learning the secrets.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to go to a Romtha live stream.
They're all south of $25.
Now, let me dig into the Hell Forest.
God, I've been waiting.
So I had the chance to receive a few first-hand reports from Yelm locals. Right, I spoke with them. And one stated that Knight has a... Jay-Z Knight / Romtha has a particularly evil event that she holds on her property. Claiming that on her land, she has a hidden castle and a labyrinth constructed underneath the thick canopy of Washington Forest.
That's the labyrinth.
Where she gives her already drunk students psychedelic drugs and forces them to navigate this maze blindfolded. So, he told me this. I was a bit skeptical at first. And I'll be honest, I was a bit skeptical. I was like, that sounds like... You know, that sounds a little urban legend-y. Mm. Until we started doing some digging, and I was looking up, like, castles in Yelm, right? And I came across this image. As soon as I can find it. Here it is. Came across this image right here. I'll put it up on screen.
That's a castle.
And that was listed on a property site, or that was listed on like a property site in Washington, and the description says, nestled in the northwest edge of Yelm, Washington, adjacent to the high school. And I'm gonna put up a map of the area.
Cool.
Because it was important for this. But Romtha's property is near the high school, which, not safe if you ask me, but
it's like a feeder program.
Whatever.
You know how like suburban towns, you've got the high school and you've got the college right down the road, kids can go right down the other. It's like Yelmies can feed right into Romtha's upper level undergrad program.
I mean, yeah, I guess. But I want you to zoom in on that photo.
Okay.
And tell me what the words above that castle mean or says.
Is that?
Or what it even looks like it says. First of all, note this fucking creepy ass statue or person standing in the
foreground. I did not even see the like prostrated faith statue in the woods. Okay.
Yeah, you like that?
No.
But just go ahead and zoom in as much as you can. Tell me what you think it says above the door
is
right
that
there.
Elysium?
Elysium. I don't know what significance that has, but Elysium, that's a very culty word. Very cult religion-esque word.
I mean,
and now to tie back into the Doomsday theme,
mm-hmm.
right? The real estate site lists this as a, quote, prepper's delight.
Prepper's delight.
So, undoubtedly, I believe that this is Romtha's hell castle. Why she's trying to sell it, I'm not sure.
To pay off the tax evasion, don't you know?
Probably.
Well,
she's had like 80 lawsuits against her.
I mean, Elysium's the one of the Greek afterlife places. Like, blessed warriors go there after they die.
Mm.
But
okay,
I would love to hear more about the secret tunnels and the drug induced special night horror.
Yep, here's the labyrinth. Somebody found this on Google Maps.
And
taken from lived. Above. Just sent
okay,
it to
so
you.
Okay, so like on the edge of the compound is what looks like a lab, like a hedge maze, but hellish.
Yep.
That's
yep.
amazing in the worst way.
If you Google Romtha Labyrinth, you'll see like this is an event that they talk about, but I think the drug hell maze, I think that goes down in the castle.
Okay. Never, I no longer want to attend.
Yeah, that's why you were like, oh, why don't we go to a Romtha class? I was like, I ain't going anywhere near that fucking castle or that labyrinth.
Nah, if they're telling me to go into the House of Leaves, like, floral labyrinth, I'm good.
Insanity, bro. This shit is wild.
She's got lots of free resources on her site. Some PDFs, some free videos. I might take a little 101.
do some little Romtha investigating.
Got piss else to do besides learn how to awaken my third eye and pick up my chips and bring them to my mouth.
And fight the lizard man, I guess.
No, I thought we were trying to be on their side.
Oh, is that how you interpreted it? I interpreted it as, and if you're not faithful to Romtha, he's not going to protect you from the lizard man.
Oh, I saw them more as like the muscle, like the enforcers. They'll break your bones if you're not in with Romtha. Like a symbiotic cult type relationship.
Yeah. So I was researching this, I was like, fuck, dude. I was like, this is wild.
Mm-hmm.
This lady's like a fucking drunk wizard lady just trying to make some money. And then I was like, oh My God, people are dying on her property. The drug maze.
How has this not been like shut down or arresting this woman?
I don't know.
And it sounds like a lot of people escape.
One of the Yelm locals I talked to says that she has a lot of money and a lot of power, so
Christ.
she can make shit. I don't know if she has any influence in the local government. Maybe the revenue she drums up is what keeps Yelm alive. I don't know, but
Yeah, like if I were a local Yelm city official and I knew this crazy wizard lived on our property, bringing people all over the world to Yelm, she makes a lot of money that can flow into the local economy. Sure, she's got the LSD caves. Sure, people lose their fingers and play blind archery, and she might have a militia on camp, but it's great. She's making tons of cash.
yeah. Romtha put us on the map, damn it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this it just, I was like, oh, haha, little fun wizard. And then I'm like, Christ, this is
No, it
insane.
definitely got
People are
worse.
dying on her property. It was insane. I was like, yep, I gotta do this on the show.
This one's it's sitting differently because we've talked about a lot of what ifs, a lot of theoretical conspiracy, but this lady is out here.
No, this is happening. Another Yelm local who I spoke to said he used to run cross country, I guess, and accidentally wandered, like just on a run, accidentally ran onto her property and was like immediately confronted by security, chased off the property, and shot at.
She's got security.
Oh yeah, she has security. You can find a confessional from one of her ex-bodyguards that like quit the Romtha experience.
Okay, she's got a little kingdom, a little like sorcerer's fief.
Yeah, she has a fucking compound out there. She's running a whole ass cult in Yelm, fucking Washington, and no one's batting an eye.
Weird things happen in the Pacific Northwest. Like the trees are thick, it's still wild out there.
I mean, I guess, but like, this is world famous. Romtha's making international waves, bro.
Could you imagine you're from some like European country and your university works out a exchange educational program and they're like, yeah, dude, we're real excited to send you over to the States. We arranged this wonderful 4-year program in Yelm, Washington. You're gonna be studying with like a spiritual expert. And they ship them off
Oh
to the
God.
compound.
Oh God. I hate it. I hate you, Rontha.
I wouldn't say that too loud. I think she might have like the ESP to hear that.
Yeah, I forgot that she led an army. He led an army of over 2.5 million Lemurians. You know, which is like six times the population of the world at the time that Lemuria is theorized to be around. But
No, that's cool.
what gets me is how thin the veil is.
It's
You know?
there seems to be a direct or like a pretty big gap between like the spiritual side, the sort of facade, like the Romtha story, and then just like the actual authoritarian compound she's running. Like you
Yeah.
said, like it's the trap,
Like,
the snare that gets people in.
don't know. And I mean, maybe something in her teachings do, but just from what I've seen, it's like She's not doing anything convincing in the slightest. You know, and it just sucks because like I gotta think that like no sane person is gonna leave this. So she's like preying upon these probably innocent, like mostly innocent people who just like probably just want to be a part of something, you know, and don't know how to fit in. And she's just preying on them. Like,
I thought.
hey, let's play blind archery and dig holes and do my fucking hell maze.
It's wild what you can like do on your own free ass property.
I just don't know, like how like there's been so many bodily injury accidents that she's never got shut down.
Oh, I'm sure she's got the Ramtha waiver when you walk in.
Ah,
A release
you're right.
form.
Yeah.
You had said that she had over 80 lawsuits filed against her. What are some of the transgressions? Like, what did she do?
Oh God, I didn't look too much into the lawsuits, but I can glance at it right now.
Because it sounds like a lot of people have left. A lot of people talk about what happened on that place. There seems to be a lot of information.
Hate speech online, she's getting sued. A bunch of them are divorce cases. She's been
What?
married like five times.
Who's coming over to the cult and slapping a ring on the wizard? What?
I don't know. Apparently, I think the wizard slaps a ring on
Gotcha.
you.
That's a whole new kind of manipulation, like getting one of her students to like fall in love with her type stuff. Interesting.
Yeah, it's insane.
I love everything that you've brought forth today.
Yes.
It's terrifying, it's horrifying, but it's super just amazing.
It's it just gives me like
But
anxiety.
that's the best
I don't
feeling,
know.
like knowing this is real.
Well, she's still out there wiling, so I think for now we can put a bookmark in Ramtha, but I am not afraid to come back
Oh, don't worry.
should we ever need to.
Next week, I'm gonna have a talk where I'm gonna do a little bit of reading. I'll watch at least one sermon, and I'll come back.
Sermon.
We'll do a check-in with Ramtha.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's about all I got on Ramtha, but I was just very excited to share this.
Christ.
So please, without further ado, let's get into your segment of the show.
It's gonna be hard to fight against the Dark Wizard, but I think I've got a particularly interesting creature to talk about today.
Please take me away from the wizard. Take me somewhere else, please.
Okay. So we're gonna go a little away from American wizards, and we're gonna hop across the pond to London.
Okay.
So we're gonna talk about the nameless thing of Berkeley Square.
I love that. Love that fucking
Absolutely.
name.
From the time that I first read the name, I was like, "You're in. You're on the show, buddy. You got me on. Yeah, hello."
It sounds like a Bloodborne boss.
It's pretty convenient that you bring up the sort of Bloodborne, gothic horror-esque part of this, because the nameless thing of Berkeley Square is kind of plays a huge part in creating the gothic horror genre.
Yeah.
It's this creature. There are a number of sort of varying accounts of what it actually looks like or what its form is, but it's this monster that lives in building number 50 in Berkeley Square, London. Now, this is a affluent neighborhood. It's a very well-crafted, beautiful garden square. People like British prime ministers live there, like rich dignitaries. Winston Churchill lived there for a time.
Okay.
But most importantly is Horace Walpole, who is the first person to create the Gothic horror genre.
Okay.
Now, in the time that at the time this man's living in Berkeley Square, there are these reports of strange noises coming from the upper floors of building number 50. They're hearing stomping, they're hearing bodies being dragged, they're hearing these wet sounds coming from the area, and people are getting freaked out, and it becomes this sort of local known fact that there's something not right with building number 50.
Okay. What is building number 50 at this time?
It's
is it a house? Is it like a shop?
It's residentiary. It's just people, tenants move in, people own the land. It's a neighborhood where all the buildings are divided and numbered up nice and clean and orderly.
Okay.
But as this legend sort of grows and the mystique around building number 50 continues, it becomes this almost factory for these amazing short ghost stories. So I picked my three favorite incidents that occurred in building number 50 over the next decade or century or so from its first reporting. So in the middle 1800s, the building number 50 is certifiably disturbed. Everybody in the community knows it's cursed, there's something going on, and it has a full sort of powerful mystique around it. And these noises are happening in more frequency. People are frequently hearing the creepy sounds on the top floor. And this family, or this couple, decides to have a wedding in building number 50. They think it's beautiful. I know. It's be amazing. So the reception's happening in the wedding that day. The bride doesn't show up mysteriously. And the party's going on. They're wondering when the bride's going to show up. And then somebody tells the husband, Mr. Myers, that the wedding's been called off. She's not going to show. So Mr. Myers locks himself away on the fourth floor of this building. He becomes a hermit, a recluse inside the house. And eventually, after I believe it was a couple of years, they try to check on Mr. Myers because nobody's sort of seen him exit the building. They haven't heard any noises from him. And they find him just sitting in a chair on the top floor in his wedding suit that he wore on the day of what would have been his wedding. And he just has this twisted, horrified look on his face, and his lips are peeled back, and it looks like he was scared to death. He had a heart attack and was frightened.
Oh no. He attained the madman's knowledge.
He saw something, was visited by something, he encountered whatever it was that was making that noise, and it just ruined him.
Oh, that's so fucking insane, dude.
Now that's the first major encounter. The next one is by far my favorite.
Okay.
So it's the 1840s. Everyone knows this building's fucked. London calls it the most haunted building in the city by this time. Fully established. And there's this aristocrat by the name of Sir Robert Warby. He's 20 years old. He's a brash little lad. And his friends dare him to spend a night in building 50.
Oh, great.
So Warby's...
That's how it always starts.
It's perfect. These are these lovely little short gothic stories.
Yeah.
So he's 20 years old, by the way. a young aristocrat.
Okay.
He says he'll spend the night in this now abandoned house. The tenants all fled. The landlord can't get anybody to stay in it. So he agrees to let this young boy spend the night since it's not being used anyway. And Warby brings, check it, a pistol and a candle.
Okay. Stay strapped, right?
Exactly. So the story on Sir Warby is he enters the second floor room where he's going to spend the night. The owner mm-hmm. locks the door behind him and goes downstairs. And 40 minutes later, not even an hour after the night starts, he hears a scream and a gunshot.
Christ.
Dude kicks open the door to see what's happening, and Warby's dead in the corner with that same terrified face, that same twisted expression with the lips peeled
no.
back, and there's a bullet hole in the wall.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. So deaths keep happening in this house. Cleaning ladies disappear. So it's like these continued occurrences of people just die in this house, and eventually it just becomes a like do not enter, completely cursed. The nameless beast of Berkeley Square is just ravishing this place.
What the hell?
So, our third and final story. This one has the most reporting. There's a number of ads in newspapers. It's probably one of the best cataloged events.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little bit later. Late 1800s, after the building's been sort of condemned to its cursedness.
Right.
So the story goes, two sailors are off duty for the weekend, and they have a little bit of money to themselves to buy housing, buy a night at the inn, do whatever they need to do before it's time to get back to work, and they blow it all on booze. So,
okay, yeah, like you do.
So our boys on leave don't have a place to stay. And they mm-hmm. spent all night drinking, and they decide they're going to shack it up in this abandoned house. Building number 50 at Berkeley Square.
Well, okay, I mean, if you got nowhere else to stay.
Exactly, any port in the storm, it's abandoned anyway, so they break into it and they are in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And after staying for a little bit, they think it's disgusting. It's flooding a little bit, it's unkept, there's rats all over, and they don't want to stay in the basement. So they decide to go up to the second floor to stay the night.
Mm.
And that's when the beast strikes.
Okay.
The sailor reports that this silvery, slimy, taloned, tentacled beast jumps at his friend. It surrounds his neck and begins clawing and attacking him. And so the other sailor runs, books it out of the house to like try and find help or police or anything. And he returns, and they do not find his body on the second floor. Dude's gone.
Jesus.
And now after investigating the house top to bottom, they find the second sailor in the basement, twisted.
Mm-hmm.
Some reports say decapitated, but with the same look on his face as the other two victims.
Oh, that's horrible.
Now,
that's amazing.
It's fantastic. I'll send you one of the newspaper clippings from that particular incident.
Please do, because this sounds great.
Oh, yeah. Now, sightings range from, as I said, this octopus, slimy, tentacled creature. They believe maybe some unknown species of octopus climbs out of the River Thames and lives in the house. Some people say it's this silvery, silhouetted sort of ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And some call it a swirling mass of shadows.
That's crazy as fuck. Now, are those descriptions from the newspaper?
The newspaper subscribes to the octopus creature, the cryptid type sighting.
Okay.
And
because I love the idea, because in our modern day society, things like cosmic horror and Lovecraftian horror are very, very popular, at least like in horror, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So we know the whole concept of like, oh no, you're not supposed to be able to describe it, you know, but like this is back in the 1800s before that was even a thing, you know? So this like, this little like cryptid sighting in the vein of that cosmic horror, Lovecraftian horror, it's crazy to see that like this is like probably like one of the first recorded incidents of it.
Of some wacky unknown beast. Like, could you imagine looking at your newspaper today and being like, yeah, a man was bludgeoned to death by a unknown were beast, some massive six-footed boar or something crazy like that?
A thing.
Yeah, a creature.
Yeah.
There's,
it's wild.
This other report that it's a demon, a specter, because an abused woman jumped from the fourth floor committing suicide. Now that's, I think, pretty well reported that a girl did jump from the fourth floor at one point and did die from that. Mm-hmm. So some people attribute all these events to this.
Okay.
But people just live in the neighborhood. They live in all the buildings around it during this time.
I would not be living in building 51 or building 49, I'll tell you
they
that.
They were like prime ministers living in 42, like down the street.
Huh.
And like one of the neighbors reports, she's looking out her window at building number 50, and she sees this delightful, dapper man in like an 1820s sports coat, like really out of fashion look. And this is when people still lived in it, before it was abandoned. And she knocks on the door and says, oh, were you having like a costume party? I saw this guy in this really old fashion in the third window looking out. And the landlord's like, no, we didn't have anything going on last night.
Jesus.
So, a certifiably cursed building. And it's still there. You can visit Building 50 today. I mean, seeing some conflicting reports, some say that the bookstore that is now in there is closed at about 2015, but others say there's still an antique bookstore on the first floor.
Hmm.
But the second okay. floor is locked. Employees can't enter it. The government says you can't store things in it. You can't go into the second floor.
The government had to get involved with this cursed building.
Yeah, there's like ordinances against even entering the second floor now.
That is insane.
I don't know if that's adding fire to the flame or just being careful or like quelling superstitions, but if my local government was like, listen, dudes, do not go into the forest at night. Don't do it. I'd be freaking out.
Yeah, I would be too. Yeah, I would be too, I guess. I mean, it's probably because, like, all three times someone's been up there, it resulted in fucking some kind of wacky-ass death.
Horror death. Yeah.
You know, how long has it, like, how long has it been closed, does it say?
One report says that the bookstore closed in 2015, if that's what you mean, or you mean the second floor?
The second floor.
Since the bookstore moved in the 30s, I believe.
Yeah, okay.
That they've kept it locked and pretty well secured.
I'd lock that shit up too.
Now, one,
I wouldn't even buy the property.
But it's this beautiful building. I Google Maps it. It's a gorgeous space. I can send you a couple pictures, but it's in this amazing neighborhood.
Please do.
It's in just north of downtown London. Like, great location, beautiful gardens, ritzy neighborhoods. It's just, there might be a fucking octopus monster on the second floor.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of a hell beast problem.
One of the...
happens to us all.
Justifications was attributed to... a lot of these reports are not contemporaneous, except for that newspaper. So people mm-hmm. believe that writers really latched on to this idea, and they were really inspired by the story and the horror, and it really made them want to tell these horrifying stories about it.
Christ.
That it might have kicked off the cosmic horror, this unknowable beast, gothic horror sort of genre.
Damn.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the Nameless Beast. This thing is fucking cool as shit.
Now, if what's that fuck's name? Walpole hadn't mm-hmm. sort of kicked off the gothic horror genre living in this neighborhood, we might not have had things like Shelley's Frankenstein. We might not have had things like Poe. These groundwork materials mm-hmm. that were very influential for H.P. Lovecraft. He cites Poe as a massive inspiration.
Yeah.
So, it might be a little out of my pay grade, but I'm kind of given all the credit to this beast on Berkeley Square, the Nameless Thing.
I think that's fair. I mean, it has all the... It checks all the boxes. You know, mm-hmm. like, you can't describe it. It drives people insane. It's in Gothic London.
It's a semi-aquatic thing. Yeah, it seems to tick mm-hmm. off a lot of these sort of referential boxes.
Yeah, what are considered common tropes in the genre today?
Mm-hmm. Some people to kind of push back at these allegations. Some people say that there were a sort of mafia-style counterfeiter gang operating on the second floor. And in a Scooby-Doo-esque fashion, they spread these ghost stories so nobody would go to the second floor.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's one of the counter theories to that.
That is equally just as entertaining as any other part of the story.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
fucking hilarious.
I almost prefer it.
That's great.
That, like, you accidentally kickstart this whole genre by just telling perfect ghost stories you can run counterfeiting slums in downtown London.
And I mean, even if it is true that it was just, like, a very, very good ghost story, then it still created the genre, I guess.
Yeah, it lends you know? Itself to this, like, this thing we bring up a lot, that the sort of power of suggestion, or the power that these stories have.
Mm-hmm.
It even kind of matches fucking Ramtha. Like, there's a power in these ideas that people really latch onto. Mm-hmm. Us included.
Oh yeah, for sure. Wow. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's essentially all I've got for you. I really enjoyed these sort of three main haunted stories. There's a couple more that you can feel free to go and check out. But have you seen the best artist's rendition of this beast?
No, please send it to me.
Now, with the idea of Lovecraft in your mind, tell me what you see in this beast.
Yep, that's horrendous. Mm-hmm. That is an unspeakable horror is what it is.
Yeah, it's this tentacled, squid-like thing.
That's so cool. I love that thing.
And then I can give you the newspaper clipping as well right now.
That's great. Nameless Thing. What a sick name, too.
Absolutely. That's what brought me in the door. But I... So...
Oh, with a name like The Nameless Thing, what...
How could you not?
Exactly.
So, if we're arranging this cross-continental road trip, can we make a stop?
I guess. I'd honestly rather be in building 50 than fucking Ramtha's compound.
It's kind of a hard choice. Would you rather be in the LSD fucking labor mines?
I think that I would rather attain eyes on the inside than be on Ramtha's compound.
Fair. Completely.
I'm sorry. I'll probably die if I go to either of these locations. So I'll take the cool Lovecraft Unspeakable Horror one.
Kind of makes me sad that I take this all with a grain of sarcasm, but living in this age of information, science, mm-hmm. understanding... You don't get as many haunted houses. You don't get as many cursed buildings and locations and unspeakable anything.
I love cursed locations. Something that they're like, yeah, just thousands of bad things happen here and we don't know why.
I want my local government to put out an ad and they're like, listen, dudes, there's a forest along the river, like 20 miles up, do not go there. Just once. Just give me a little, breadcrumb of horror.
So that I can say fuck you and go there.
Yes.
And die.
Oh.
Well, folks, I think that about does it for us here on Mad Tower Radio today. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Mad Tower Radio ending transmission.